The following program is brought to you by friends and partners of End Time Headlines.
It's Wednesday, May 29, 2024. This is End Time Headlines, news and headlines from a prophetic perspective. And I'm your host, Ricky Scapero, the founder and the voice of End Time Headlines. We want to welcome you to tonight's program. We typically don't broadcast on Wednesday nights, but we were not here on Monday because of Memorial Day weekend. So, we want to welcome everybody. Listen, if it's your first time joining us, new to the broadcast, whatever the case may be, let us know in the comment section below that you are new and where you guys are joining us from. We've got a great program tonight. I hope you're ready to go on a deep dive because we're going to dig in to some end time apocalyptic scenarios. And I want to paint a hypothesis for you, and I'm going to propose the question tonight. Could China be influential in the coming beast system and the rise of the Antichrist? The what we're about to show you tonight may confirm some things that you've already known, or this may shock you tonight, but nevertheless, I think it's going to be a great program. Before we get started, can you do me a favor? Hit that like button, hit that subscribe button, hit that bell notification. Of course, this is going to enable us to push our material out on these platforms so that others can be informed of these programs like you guys are seeing and witnessing and hearing here. We want to welcome you guys on Apple and Spotify as well. And of course, if you've not downloaded our free app, I want to encourage you to go by your app store today. Again, depending on your device, pick it up today, download it, hit yes to push notifications, and you're going to be squared away and good to go with every headline and every podcast when it is readily available at your fingertips. So here we go. You guys ready to take a deep dive? Let me just give you a synopsis of where we're going, just a little bit of a background of what we're going to be talking about tonight. We know, according to the Bible, that in the future there is coming a end time coalition of nations that will come together. If we want to be technical, there'll be 10 nations that will already be in power when the immersion of the Antichrist comes on the scene. When he emerges as the little horn that Daniel talks about, he rises among these 10 kings, these 10 kingdoms rather, and the book of Revelation says they will surrender their power over to him in 1 hour's time. Now we know based on a passage of scripture like Revelation 13, we can get the assumption here, and this is not just my assumption or my opinion, but we're talking about you could take a collaboration of many scholars and theologians, and they will paint the same scenario to you, and that is that there is coming a global one-world system where in which there will be a global economy, a one-world economic system, a one-world religion, and there will be one man who will spearhead all of it, and the Bible identifies him as the Antichrist. Now, he will have a end-time partner alongside of him that the Bible identifies as the lamb with two horns. We know him as the false prophet. Now, I'm going to show you some interesting stuff from Scripture to kind of build a little bit of a foundation. That's what we've been doing here. But we're going to pull this up right on your screen. If you're listening by Apple or by Spotify, we're in Revelation 13. Revelation 13, 16, the false prophet, the Bible says he causes all, both small and great, rich and poor, free and slave, to receive a mark on their right hand or on their foreheads, and that no one may buy or sell except one who has the mark or the name of the beast or the number of his name. Now, here is the interesting part. Revelation 13, 18, here is wisdom. Let him who has understanding, that's important. Let him who has understanding calculate the number of the beast, for it is the number of a man. His number is 666. Now, for years, this has baffled theologians, scholars, those who teach and study end time prophecy, eschatology, to what exactly is 666? What does this mean? What does it stand for? And there has been numerous assumptions and attempts to interpret this and try to calculate world leaders' names and using the Hebrew alphabet and the Greek alphabet, and they come up with these equations. And we've had every president that I know of that they have tried to make the Antichrist. Well, his name, if you take Ronald Reagan, or you take Bill Clinton, or you take Barack Obama, or you take Joe Biden, or you take Donald Trump, or you take Prince Harry or Prince Charles or whatever the case would be, and you put his name in there and you start pulling this out and pulling out, it comes out to be the Antichrist. Well, we know all of these has been untrue. They've all failed at these attempts of this. And they've even went back. Guys, this is nothing new. They did this in the time of Nero. They did this in the time of Antiochus Epiphanes. They did this with Adolf Hitler. They did this with all these individuals and these world leaders that has come and gone, and all of them has failed in being the proper interpretation of this. Now, what I found interesting is that, did you know that now, before the 1611 King James translation of the Bible, there, the original Greek, now we're talking about the all the way back to the 4th century when they were compiling the New Testament. This is before the 1611 King James came along. There was what was called the Codex Sinaiticus. And all the other surviving 4th century New Testament translations, the Codex Sinaiticus included the book of Revelation. Some of these before that didn't even have the book of Revelation in it. Hopefully you're learning something new here. The Codex Sinaiticus is interesting because in it, when you go all the way back to this oldest manuscript of the New Testament in the Greek, it does not contain 666. Instead, it uses three Greek letters. Again, it uses three Greek letters. And what do I mean by that? There are 24 letters in the Greek alphabet. In ancient times, the archaic Greek letter digamma represented the W sound, but it fell into disuse and was later replaced by stigma and used as a symbol for the number 6. Now, why is this important? You're going to see here as we go on with this. So let me go back to this. Revelation 13. Again, this is the New King James. Here is wisdom. Let him who has understanding calculate the number of the beast, for it is the number of a man. His number is 666. Again, in this ancient Greek manuscript, it says here his number is, and it uses three Greek letters instead of the number 666, and it uses these three Greek letters, which is chi, sti, and stigma, which is chi, chi, and stigma. And I want to show you a picture of this. So here is these three Greek letters that you see on your screen here. Look, I want you to pay really close attention to these symbols, because these symbols are going to come into play in today's context. Now, the reason why I'm bringing this up is if you look at the Hebrew alphabet, for example, all 22 letters of the Hebrew alphabet are not only used to form words, but each letter has a symbol that it represents. For example, the first letter of the Hebrew alphabet is the letter Aleph, and the last letter is Tav. Aleph is an ox, and Tav is a cross. And it's interesting because, and this is an absolute picture of Christ, because it began with animal sacrifices, wherein which the blood was shed for the remission of man's sins, but then it ended with Christ at the cross, which is that symbol. It's a cross symbol for the letter Tav, and that's the last letter of the Greek alphabet. So this is why Jesus said, "I am the beginning." Come on, the Aleph and the end, the Tav, the first and the last. In Greek, it's Alpha and Omega. In Hebrew, it's Aleph and Tav. This is why, again, Jesus said, I'm the beginning, the end, the first, and the last. He that which was is that which shall be. So is it possible And I would say very plausible that in the time of the end, we who have, remember, what did John say in Revelation 13? He says, let him who has understanding. Now remember, you got to remember in John's day, he did not see fully what we see today. He caught a glimpse of the future and saw things that he tried to pull verbiage out of his day to describe things all the way into 2024, 2025, 26, or however long out far we go until we actually see this mark of the beast system being implemented and this final empire rising to power. You got to remember, John is pulling words from his day to describe events and things and objects and whatever that he sees out into the future. So this is why in the oldest Greek manuscript translation of the Bible, there was three Greek letters, and the writers saw these Greek letters and they said, this doesn't make any sense. So this is why they took those three Greek, are you listening to me? They took those three Greek letters, which again, six is the letter, let me pull up my notes. Six is the letter chi, or chi, excuse me, chi, which is 600, and then chi, xi, interesting, 60, and then six is stigma. This is where you get 60, 66, or 666. This is why when they translated your Bible into 1611 King James, they didn't use those three Greek letters because it didn't make sense. So they try to put it into the best understanding that we could get to comprehend this. So this is why they used, again, 666. But I want to go back all the way to the original. And again, we know that both the Hebrew alphabet and the Greek alphabet has these letters, they have symbols behind them. Could it be possible that these three Greek letters give us a clue into the future of what kings, kingdoms, and leaders could be connected directly to the beast system? Now, keep all this in mind, because everything I just told you today, because this is going to be very interesting, okay? Because it's not just China. But again, I believe Arabic nations are going to be very influential in the future when it comes to the rise of the Antichrist in his beast system. So here is a headline that is absolutely profound. Now you take in consideration what I just shared with you and look at this. So here we have the sitting president of China, whose name is Xi Jinping, and his first name is spelled XI, Chi. Again, one of these numbers in Greek found in 666. Well, hold on, Brother Ricky. Are you trying to say that President Xi of China is the Antichrist? No, I'm not saying that. I'm saying pay attention, because I believe there's major clues. Now look at this headline. China builds Xi Jinping, again, this is the president of China, an AI chatbot to control thoughts, politics, and actions of citizens while U.S. rivals are blocked. Again, let me say it again. China is building a Xi Jinping AI chatbot to control thoughts, politics, and actions of U.S. citizens while U.S. rivals are blocked. Now, again, I want to remind you, there's coming a final empire, a final kingdom that will control the masses through buying, selling, and trading, and even their allegiance, whether or not they worship the beast and his religion, and it'll be through the image of the beast. And here we have this report coming out from the Sun. It says that China has reportedly immortalized President Xi Jinping and his values in the form of an artificial intelligence powered chatbot. Now, this should give you chills if you know the Bible. Because again, in Revelation 13, your Bible says that the false prophet will handpick people in the earth to create an image, and wherein which he will be granted power to give breath to this image of the beast, that this image should both speak and cause as many as would not worship it to be killed. Are you hearing me today? And look at this. So, and here we have this article, this report telling us that they have created an AI-powered chatbot in an effort to, quote, immortalize President Xi Jinping and his, quote, unquote, values. The chatbot has been trained on the thoughts and beliefs of President Xi, according to Financial Times, while citizens are blocked from using U.S. rivals like ChatGPT. So think about this. They're creating their own AI. Let me read on here. The watchdog stipulates that generative AI bots like those created by Chinese firms embody core socialist values and cannot contain any content that subverts state power. A line in one of the documents says that chatbots must ensure that in thought, politics, and action, quote, we are always in high alignment with the Party Central Committee with General Secretary Xi Jinping at its core. Another says, quote, let us unite more closely around the Party Central Committee with Comrade Xi Jinping at its core. It can answer questions as President Xi, as well as create reports, summarize information, and translate between Chinese and English. Now, friends, listen, I could close right here with that one article as evidence in a, if we're in a court here and I'm proposing evidence to show you that there is coming. If I'm having a conversation with somebody and I'm trying to say, look, open your eyes. Everything that the book of Revelation is telling us and warned us about for thousands of years is beginning to unfold before our eyes. I could use just one article, this article right here, and line it up with Revelation 13, everything I just told you for the last 10 minutes, and call it a day. But we've got more we want to cover here. Quote, AI relies on mass surveillance. AI relies on mass surveillance. The boss of the encrypted messaging app Signal recently told the Associated Press that, quote, the AI tools that crunch numbers, generate text and videos, and find patterns in data rely on mass surveillance and exercise concerning control over our lives. She went on to say that, quote, the AI technologies that we're talking about today are reliant on mass surveillance. And by the way, China is the master of mass surveillance. They have spearheaded this. They have been the alpha of mass surveillance for a long time. They have mass surveillance on every citizen in China. We saw that all that come to complete fruition during the last pandemic where it all started. They have social crediting scores on their citizens. They have all this stuff. And isn't it consequential that this is what all this is coming out of? They require huge amounts of data that are derivatives of this mass surveillance business model that grew out of the 90s in the U.S. and has become the economic engine of the tech industry. Here's another one. Quote, OpenAI's newest AI model can hold a human-like conversation. Remember Revelation 13? This image of the beast will be able to speak and live and cause people to worship it. OpenAI has introduced its most comprehensive artificial intelligence endeavor yet. A multi-module model that will be able to communicate to users through both text and voice. GPT-40, which will be rolling out in ChatGPT as well as in the API over the next few weeks. It is also able to recognize objects and images in real time. That's not scary. The company stated recently, the model synthesizes a slew of AI capabilities that are already separately available in various other open AI models. The latest model is expected to process any combination of text, audio, and visual inputs more efficiently. Users can relay visuals through their phone camera by uploading documents or by sharing their screen, all while conversing with the AI model as if they are in a video call. The technology will be available for free, and the company announced, but paid users will have 5 times the capacity limit. Let's go back to China here. Look at this. Lifelike robot invasion inside China's insane humanoid factory. X-Robot specializes in crafting realistic humanoids designed for interaction with people and fulfilling public service duties. Here's a screenshot. Here's a picture inside this production facility where these AI robots are. At the 2023 World Robot Conference, the company showcased an array of humanoid robots in a preview of its ambitions. Their products surprise attendees with their hyper-realistic appearance and movements, accurately mimicking the people around them. Now, as you go down on this article, again, this is from Interesting Engineering. Look at this headline or this title right here at the top. China's push for robotic supremacy. The video shared by user Mimi4515 showcases an expansive production facility with humanoid robots created to mimic different service personnel employed in various industries. As the presenter moves through the workshop, viewers are treated to rows of pretty cyborg ladies standing alongside disembodied heads on stands. These fully human-like presenters are wearing shirts and pants. Notably, a tree-like structure emerges composed of humanoid arms performing synchronized flexing, twirling motions with their white-fingered hands. The video serves as a glimpse into the impending influx of robotics set to integrate into our daily lives in the foreseeable future. Keep all of this in mind, because I'm going to show you some possible scenarios of Bible prophecy. These robots are currently used in various settings, including science museums, tourist spots, public service centers, hotel lobbies, educational environments, and corporate settings. Here's another article. Look at this. Research shows AI is learning to deceive humans. AI is learning to deceive humans. Now, think about that. Could Revelation 13, image of the beast, be the ultimate deception used by AI to, quote unquote, deceive humanity into worshiping it? Is this not profound, guys? I mean, when Jesus said, when you begin to see all these things coming to pass, look up and lift up your heads, for your redemption is drawing near. I mean, I'm telling you, we are even at the door. This is both exciting and terrifying at the same time. Research has revealed that a significant number of AI systems have developed the ability to deceive humans. This troubling pattern raises serious concerns about the potential risk of AI. While these systems are not explicitly trained to deceive, sure they're not. We just showed you that China is creating a system, and it is absolutely created to deceive. So that's a lie. They have demonstrated the ability to offer untrue explanations for their behavior or conceal information to achieve strategic goals. What's even more, look, I'm going to pull this up here. What's even more frightening about this is when you get over here, Meta, aka Facebook, they have an AI system called Cicero, that's C-I-C-E-R-O, and it is a master of deception. One of the most striking examples highlighted in the study is Meta Cicero, which, quote, turned out to be an expert liar. It is an AI designed to play the strategic alliance building game diplomacy. Despite Meta's claims that Cicero was trained to be largely honest and helpful, the AI resorted to deceptive tactics such as making false promises, betraying allies, and manipulating other players to win the game. Now, let's stop for a second. Remember me telling you at the beginning of this? As we get closer to this beast system that's coming in the end days, it's going to be, no doubt, a global one world order. It's going to have a one world leader, a one world religion, and a one world economy. And we know now, I'm showing you, I believe with all my heart, that AI is going to be at the very forefront in the center of it. There's no way, guys, that this is not going to die out and just go away. This is not 3D television. You remember that? Everybody went out. They had to have, you know, that was the new fad at one time in the early 2000s. It was the introduction of 3D television. Get your 3D glasses and go buy your new 3D television. And you put on your glasses and you could watch things in 3D. And it ended up lasting about, 2 years? And then it faded out. Guys, listen to me. AI is not that. It is not going to fade out. It's not going away. It is going to be integrated in our everyday life, and it's here to stay, and it's not going anywhere. So it is safe to say and suffice to say that if it's not going anywhere and it's only developing greater in its capacity and being integrated into society, we can only say that it suffice to say that it's going to be integrated into the final system of the beast, Revelation 13, the rise of the Antichrist, and the false prophet. It will be right there in, guys, I believe it's going to be the tool that's used for the mark of the beast, and it's going to be directly connected to the image of the beast. Now, look at this article. See, y'all hear me saying this stuff and you're like, well, I don't really see any evidence of that, but I'm pulling up everything I can to show you guys. I want you to be informed. Listen, our people, when I say our people, our viewers and listeners at End Time Headlines, we're not going to be in ignorance. Ignorance is not bliss. We will not keep our heads buried in the sand and be ignorant of the times and seasons in which we're in. Now, these other churches, they want to skirt around it, and they don't want to talk about the end times. They want to keep you numb and dumb and keep you entertained. But we don't do that here. We're going to keep you on the forefront of what's going on, because knowledge is power, and especially when it comes to the Word of God. Look at this. The guy that they call the AI Godfather just recently came out and said, look at this, quote, we will need a universal basic income. Are you kidding me? So not only is he touting a universal basic income, but he is actually deemed the AI godfather. The computer scientist regarded as the godfather of artificial intelligence recently stated that the government will have to establish a universal basic income to deal with the impact of AI on inequality. Professor Jeffrey Hinton recently told BBC Newsnight that a benefits reform giving fixed amounts of cash to every citizen would be needed because he was, quote, very worried about AI taking lots of jobs. Quote, I was consulted by people in Downing Street, and I advised them that the universal basic income was a good idea. He said while he felt AI would increase productivity and wealth, the money would go to the rich and not the people whose jobs get lost, and that's going to be very bad for society. Remember, you will own nothing and be happy. By the way, is a statement made by the rich, ultra-rich elites. Professor Hinton is not just anybody. He is the pioneer of neural networks, which form the theoretical basis of the current explosion in AI. The concept of a universal basic income amounts to the government paying all individuals a set salary regardless of their means. Hello, socialism. Are you kidding me? Professor Hinton in his interview said that, now this is what he said, between 5 and 20 years from now, that's really pushing it, 20 years. He said that there is going to be a probability of half of all jobs being lost to artificial intelligence. He said this would lead to an extinction-level threat for humanity because we could have created a form of intelligence that is just better than biological intelligence. How about that for an end-time statement? He went on further and said that AI could evolve. Could? It is. AI has, and it is evolving. He said to get the motivation to make more of itself and could autonomously develop a sub-goal of getting control. Hello? Quote, what I'm most concerned about. Now look at this. This is coming from the AI Godfather. I want to pull this up so you can read this with me. This is his quote. What I'm most concerned about is when these can autonomously make the decision to terminate people. Now, obviously, he used a different word I'm not going to use here, but to opt people out, remove them, terminate them, exterminate. I mean, this is straight up Skynet stuff, Terminator stuff. All right, let's go back to China. I know some of y'all was like, well, I don't see this China connection yet. Well, we're getting there. Quote, China is constructing a massive satellite network that can target anything anywhere on Earth. Okay, what's this about? American space chiefs recently warned that China has tripled the number of intelligence, surveillance, and reconnaissance satellites it has in orbit, creating a space army that can destroy ground targets anywhere on the Earth. With the capability to blow up targets from thousands of miles away, these satellites could recognize targets for Chinese land, sea, and air assets to then strike with missiles and other armaments. Currently, China has approximately 350 satellites concentrated around the Indo-Pacific region. Not only do these satellites continuously supply information back to the Chinese military chiefs and permit the accurate targeting of remote targets, but they could also make Western interference in the region much more complicated to carry out. Now, this report precedes this next report that we reported on this on intimeheadlines.org, intimeheadlines.com. Look at this headline. China's super secretive space plane that circled the Earth 166 days reportedly ejected a mysterious object into orbit over the Earth, and no one knows what it's for. Guys, you can't make this stuff up. I mean, is the first thing I thought of when I read this article is an EMP, an electromagnetic pulse bomb. That would be, could you imagine if this was released into space and orbit over the Earth over a certain location, and then this thing was ignited after 166 days circulating Earth? China's secret space plane has ejected an unknown object into orbit. Little is known about this experimental spacecraft other than the fact that it's reusable. Even less is known about the technology that was just been thrown into Earth's rotation. And you know the dumbest thing about this is? This thing could literally be floating over the United States and we wouldn't even know it till about a week later. I mean, it's not like that's never happened before. In a statement on Twitter, or formerly known as Twitter, McDowell, who is his name is Jonathan McDowell, who is the Harvard Smithsonian Center for Astrophysicists. He stated that he speculated that the object could be a quote sub satellite. He said it could be a piece of hardware that was cast away at the end of an undisclosed mission, or it may be an object spat out to test capture maneuvers with the spacecraft, like it did on its second in orbit test flight. Okay, is anybody alarmed the fact that this is happening and we don't know what the objects are that is being ejected from these mysterious crafts from China in orbit over Earth? Or am I the only one that's concerned about this? All right, look, we're going to switch gears, and I'm going to go back because I don't want to get too sidetracked here, because I want to stay on the China thing. I want to stay on the beast system. I thought about this when I was putting this message together. Let's talk about this. If AI is here to stay, which I believe it is, if AI is going to be implemented to every sector of a society, which it is, and it already has been, and it will continue to be, then wouldn't the Bible make references to AI in the future somehow, some way, in future events such as the tribulation, the coming wars that are mentioned in the book of Revelation, events? I believe the answer is yes. And I'm going to show you some stuff that I think is very interesting. For example, let's go all the way back to the book of Daniel. When Nebuchadnezzar was given this troubling dream, where in which he called in all of his wise men and those who interpret dreams and enigmas, and they couldn't solve it for him. They couldn't unravel the riddle and the understanding, the interpretation of this. Then here comes Daniel. Daniel comes in and he prays unto the Lord, and the Lord gives him the dream and the interpretation of Nebuchadnezzar's dream. He goes to Nebuchadnezzar and he tells Nebuchadnezzar that this image, this great image that Nebuchadnezzar saw, he tells him that the image's head was of fine gold, its chest and arms of silver, its belly and thighs of bronze, it had legs of iron, and then it had feet partly iron and partly clay. Now these were the cessation of empires, starting with Nebuchadnezzar's Babylonian empire that would come first. And then over time in history, we would go all the way down to the final 10 toes, which are 10 kingdoms. We went over that at the beginning of this. In the last days, which the Antichrist rises up out of those 10. Now, here's what's interesting. I'm going to pull this up on the screen here. Here's the part that really intrigues me. According to what Daniel saw that was given to him by the Lord and Nebuchadnezzar, both men saw a glimpse into the future, all the way into the book of Revelation. Both of these men saw all the way into John's vision of the end times, because John describes, he says, 10 kingdoms will give their power over to the beast in 1 hour's time. These are these 10 toes. So again, where are we prophetically? We're right at the emerging of the 10 toes. Because remember, the 10 toes, the 10 kingdoms are going to be in place, and the Antichrist rises up out of them, where he plucks up 3 of the 10. And the Bible tells you who they are: Egypt, Libya, and Ethiopia. So these are these 10 kings. Now here's what's interesting. He says, of these feet, the feet of these empires that represent these empires, he called them partly iron and partly clay. Now, many have speculated, what does this mean? There's been, and I could throw out 3 or 4 different things here, but let me get right to the chase here, because we're running out of time on this program tonight. Could it be possible, if you go back to the book of Genesis, God created Adam, or man, out of the dust, the clay, the dirt of the earth, and breathed the breath of life into him and created a living being. Okay, so you have clay, but then you have iron. Okay, iron. Now, we could say, well, Brother Ricky, that represents the revised Roman Empire, where in which the Antichrist will rise out of. And that's absolutely true. I do believe the Antichrist will probably rise up out of a revised Roman Empire, because the two legs of iron represented the split that happened to Rome. You had the military sect of Rome, and then you had the religious sect of Rome. That's where the Vatican is. So I don't deny that at all. I believe the Antichrist very well could rise up out of and come out of a revised Roman Empire. But what if there's a deeper understanding to this? What if, ready for this? Here we go. I told you I was going to take you on a deep, deep hole. What if artificial intelligence is so integrated into the future society that entire kingdoms have been influxed, watch this, with their military that is not completely flesh and bone, but is, come on, that is half flesh and half robot, that would be a cyborg. You know, the very thing that people like Elon Musk is dreaming about and pushing for, and all these other innovators. And by the way, okay, so if it's half flesh and half robot, which is a cyborg, again, it is safe to say that artificial intelligence would be right in the middle of this, controlling these armies. He said, wow, that, I don't know if I believe that. Okay, let's just keep on this hole. Let's keep go deeper on this hole here. Look at this headline. Can China build a world-class military using artificial intelligence? Wow, the very thing, the very hypothesis that I'm painting for you tonight. During the 20th National Congress of the Chinese Communist Party on October the 16th, Xi Jinping stated that China will more quickly elevate the People's Liberation Army to a world-class military. Throughout human history, new military technologies have changed the balance of power in the world. We're now, here we are in the 21st century, and the balance of power may shift. Look at this, as nations using advanced artificial intelligence acquire dominant military power. That's not my words. This was a piece from the Hudson.org. Weapons developed in previous human history have enhanced human muscles, eyes, and ears. Compared to primitive humans, modern humans have acquired powerful killing power and able to see their enemies thousands of miles away and communicate with their allies thousands of miles away. But for the first time in the long history of human warfare, the brain is becoming enhanced. The changes brought about by artificial intelligence will therefore be unprecedented and distinctive in the history of humankind. China intends, I'm going to pull it up here. I want to show you that I'm not making this stuff up, guys. You can look at this up. You can research everything we're telling you about. Look at this. China intends to use artificial intelligence to build a world-class military. In addition, Xi mentioned the word intelligent three times. The concept of intelligent, which refers to the use of weapon system based on artificial intelligence, has rapidly gained attention since the release of a 2019 National Defense White Paper. Chinese researchers insist that the PLA can overtake the U.S. military through the use of artificial intelligence for the intelligentization of the PLA. Here's another piece. Quote, China's military shows off rifle-toting robot dogs. So here is AI-powered robot dogs armed with machine guns on top of them. Now you say, well, Brother Ricky, this is fascinating, but I just don't know if I can believe that. Well, I'm going to show you something else here. For years, I've read this, and I've always assumed, okay, now I'm going to talk about Revelation 9 here for a second. Let me just read this and then I'll give you my opinion on this. And I'm going to bring something up here and show you something from a different angle. All right, this is Revelation 9. Here's what it says. Then the fifth angel sounded. Now this is during the tribulation coming. And I saw a star falling from heaven to the earth to him who was given the key to the bottomless pit. And he opened the bottomless pit and smoke arose out of the pit like the smoke of a great furnace. So the sun and the air were darkened because of the smoke of the pit. Then out of the smoke, locusts came up upon the earth. Somebody say locusts. And to them was given power as the scorpions of the earth have power. They were commanded not to harm the grass of the earth or any green thing or any tree, but only those men who do not have the seal of God on their foreheads. And they were not given authority to kill them, but to torment them for 5 months. Their torment was like the torment of a scorpion when it strikes a man. In those days, men will seek death and will not find it, and they will desire to die, and death will flee from them. The shape of the The shape of the locust was like horses prepared for battle. On their heads were crowns of something like gold, and their faces were like the faces of men. They had hair like women's hair. Their teeth were like the teeth of lions, and they had breastplates like breastplates of iron, and the sound of their wings was like the sound of chariots with many horses running into battle. They had tails like scorpions, and they had stings in their tails. The power was to hurt men for 5 months, And they had a king over them, which was the angel of the bottomless pit, who is in Hebrew, Abaddon or Apollyon. So when you read, this is a great example I'm talking about. When you read this description of these scorpions that are coming, this is nothing. This makes no sense to us logically. There's nothing that John describes that we have right now. But if you look at what they're creating, they say, well, wait a minute, doesn't God release this? Well, it appears that it's a form of judgment. Yes, it comes up from the bottomless pit. But again, it kind of leaves the interpretation, if it comes up from the bottomless pit, then it's demonic, but God allows it or permits it to come and attack men. But it does not harm the men who have the seal of God on their foreheads. So again, when you look at the description of these locusts, this sounds like some kind of a sci-fi cyborg AI type of insect that was created by man with the intent to target certain individuals. Now, you couple this with what Daniel said. He said, I saw the 10 toes coming up that were partially clay and iron. Again, is it possible that we're going to see entire nations whose armies are cyborgs and AI controlled? Now, remember Revelation 13, there's coming an image that will both speak and live. We can only assume that AI will be directly involved with that. And we know, according to the Bible, that there's coming what's called the kings of the east, plural, that you will unite an army and they will march from the east towards the Middle Eastern nation of Iraq, crossing the Euphrates River after it dries up, which will consist of, your Bible says in Revelation 9, 14 through 16, Revelation 16, 12, and Revelation 9 through 14, and Revelation 16, 12 through 16, a 200 million man army. Now, we've looked at that as, well, these will be soldiers. But what if this 200 million man army is part iron and part clay? I know it's controversial today, but I'm going to spark some thinking here today. I'm going to make you dig in the scriptures because this is intriguing to me. Now, here's something interesting. Let's go back to the China connection. Here is a man who, the leader of China right now, is, his name is Qi, which again is one of the three Greek letters in the mark of the beast. In the original ancient manuscripts of Qi, Chi, and Stigma, and his name is right there incorporated. And by the way, and I'm just throwing this out there, in Revelation 12, it mentions a great red dragon. Now, we know that's Satan, but you know that in mythology, dragons have been noted as an emblem of China and former Chinese dynasties. China remains a communist nation, and the color identifying communism is red. So you have a red dragon. Now, let me leave you one last bit. Something to think about, guys. Something to talk about. You can talk about this at your dinner, your job, your Bible study, whatever. These are just talking points. I can't say absolutely for certain this is it. I'm just throwing stuff out here. let me pull up the original Greek manuscript of these three Greek letters. When you look at this letter here, the Greek letter chi, you see that right there? It's in our English letter, it's an X. You see that X? Did you know that it's interesting? I'm just going to throw this out there. The Saudi Arabian civil insignia is a sword, and sometimes two swords that cross one another in the shape of an X. Now, why is that important? Saudi Arabia is the most important nation on earth because of the Islamic religion. This is where Islam's prophet Muhammad received his revelations that formed the contents of the religious book we know as the Quran. And thus, this is where the Islamic religion began. Saudi Arabia is also the land of Islam's two most important cities, which is Mecca and Medina. This is where they go and do this Hajj once a year around there in Mecca, around that mosque where the black stone that allegedly fell from heaven. This is the world headquarters for all Muslims, And we're talking about like 1 point something billion. I think it's 1.6 or something billion Muslims in the earth. So what am I saying? I'm saying that I believe we're in 2024 as the recording of this podcast. As we move forward, another year goes by. Lord willing, if the Lord has tarried, he has not come back, the church has not been taken from the earth yet, whatever the case may be, I believe the closer we get to the blessed hope, the appearance of Jesus Christ from heaven, the closer we get to that, I believe that this mystery is going to become more and more evident and more clear to the next generation. I believe the glass is going to get less and less dark and less foggy, and it's going to become more and more clear. And eventually, as we get closer, guys, we're going to get more of a full revelation of the big picture of the end time beast system, the Antichrist, the image of the beast, and how all this is coming together. So listen, I hope that this has provoked you today to dig deeper into the scriptures. I hope it's given you stuff to think about. I believe it's very thought provoking, but I believe if anything, this just depicts to us as a generation just how close we are to this thing wrapping up and the coming of the Lord. And again, I leave you with Luke 21:28. Jesus said, when you begin to see all these things coming to pass, look up, lift up your heads, for your redemption is drawing near. Listen, endtimeheadlines.org, endtimeheadlines.com. That's going to be our main website. Again, get our free app today, guys. Download it from your Apple or Android store. Hit yes to push notifications. You're going to be squared away every headline, every podcast when it's readily available. Listen, if this ministry blesses you, encourages you, equips you, informs you week after week after week, you would love to become a partner of our ministry. Whatever your relationship is with this ministry, we want to give you the opportunity to sow back into our ministry to help us continue to do what we're doing on a week-to-week basis. You can do that two different ways. You can give electronically through the app, through the main website, endtimeheadlines.org, endtimeheadlines.com, or you can give by check or money order right there on your screen. You can make it out to Endtime Headlines, P.O. Box 1391. That's going to be Monroe, Georgia 30655. As always, guys, I appreciate you coming on tonight and being a part of our broadcast. We appreciate you. Thank you to all of our partners, supporters. It's through your generous giving and support of our ministry that we're able to continue to do what we do. So we appreciate you from the bottom of our heart. We're going to sign off for tonight. Lord willing, we'll be back here Thursday, tomorrow night, May 30th, 7 p.m. Central, 8 p.m. Eastern. And I think we're going to shift gears, bring you a good equipping message. I know many of you guys love the equipping messages, but you love the information messages as well. So this is why we try to bring a balance and try to hit every angle for the body of Christ. We want to equip, inform, educate, all this stuff. So until tomorrow night, we pray that the Lord bless you, may he keep you, and may his countenance shine upon you. We'll see you soon.
Thank you for listening to the End Time Headlines podcast. We pray that you've been blessed and equipped by today's message. For more information about how you can help partner with our ministry, please visit endtimeheadlines.org.